and our sole casualty was the one Manta that had crashed. But damn, was it ever a shaking experience. Damn lucky, I told the others as we inventoried our possessions. Lucky we weren't all killed. No luck to it, Croaker, One Eye replied. The moment these monsters saw a storm coming, they headed for safe ground, a place where there would be nothing that could kill us, or them. Goblin nodded. They were doing a lot of agreeing lately, but we all recalled how close they had come to murder. I asked, What did I look like? I didn't feel any change, except a sort of nervous turmoil, like being drunk, drugged, and half-crazy all at the same time. Looked like Croaker to me, One Eye said, only twice as ugly. And dull, Goblin added. You made the most inspiring speech about the glories the Black Company won during the campaign against Chu. I laughed. Come on. Really? You were just Croaker. Maybe those amulets are good for something. Tracker was going over his weaponry. Toad Killer Dog was napping near his feet. I pointed. One Eye signed. Didn't see. Goblin signed. He grew up and got claws. They did not seem concerned. I decided I should not be. After all, the whale lice were the nastiest thing after the mutt. The wind whales remained grounded, for the sun was rising. Their backs assumed the dun color of the earth, complete with sage-colored patches, and we waited for the night. The mantas nested down on the other four whales. None came near us. You get the feeling humans make them uncomfortable. Chapter 24 The Wide World. They never tell me anything, but I should complain. Secrecy is our armor. Need to know, all that crap. In our outfit, it is the iron rule of survival. Our escort was not along just to help us break out of the plane of fear. They had their own mission. What I had not been told was that Whisper's headquarters was to be attacked. Whisper had no warning. Our companion wind whales dropped away slowly as the edge of the plain approached. Their mantas dropped with them. They caught favorable winds and pulled ahead. We climbed higher, into the pure shivers and gasped for breaths. The mantas struck first. In twos and threes, they crossed the town at treetop level, loosing their bolts into Whisper's quarters. Rock and timbers flew like the dust around stamping hooves. Fires broke out. The monsters of the upper air rolled in behind as soldiers and civilians hit the streets. They unleashed bolts of their own, but the real horror was their tentacles. The wind whales gorged upon men and animals. They ripped houses and fortifications apart. They yanked trees out by their roots, and they pounded away at Whisper with their bolts. The mantas, meantime, rose 1,000 feet and plunged again in their pairs and threes, this time to strike at Whisper as she responded. Her response, though it did set a broad patch of one wind whale's flank gruesomely aglow, pinpointed her for the mantas. They slapped her around good, though she did bring one down. We passed over, the flash and fires illuminating our monster's belly. If anyone in the crucible spotted us, I doubt they guessed we were going on. Goblin and